You're now listening in to Culture Freedom Radio Network, the home of raw and uncut conscious talk radio at its best. Yes, Culture Freedom Radio is in the house.
Oh, I say it again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. Yes, sir, indeed. My brothers and sisters, thank you for what. Thank you for joining in right here for another broadcast right here, Culture Freedom Radio Network. Round of applause. Welcome in one more time right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network, man. Yes, sir, the home of raw and uncut and, you know, uplifting and motivating talk radio, as conscious talk radio as well. What I mean by conscious radio, bringing things to wake up the mind of the people. That's what our job here at Culture Freedom Radio is to do. Hey, man, I am your brother. I am the host right here for you today, Brother Ariah Israel. Brother Ariah Israel, formerly known to you as Brother Sunray 9. Like I said, formerly known to you as Brother Sunray 9. But Ariah Israel is my name. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for tuning in right here for another episode for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Have a great topic for you today, a thought-provoking topic for you today that I want to bring to you, my brothers and sisters, and just want to tell you about this topic of conversation. And today's topic of conversation is, in question form, when will the Black community work on reforming itself? Once again, when will, and I throw this in here, the so-called Black community work on reforming itself? And I just put a little thing in the description here that there's a lot of talk about police reform here in America because the way that police officers treat so-called Black people, treat people in the Black community. But my question is also, when will we as the Black community reform ourselves because the way that we treat each other? Yes, that is my topic of conversation for today. And I know if you have a television, radio, or just word of mouth, you're living in America, you know the situation that is going on right now here in the city of Memphis, Tennessee, a city where I reside. And there's a situation with five Black officers, I mind you, remind you that beat and killed another Black man here in this city. Yes, they beat and killed a Black man here in this city. Five Black police officers. Yeah. So on Friday, the full video had been circulating all over the television and all over the internet. And I know, like I said, I know a lot of you have seen it by now, maybe. And there's so much talk now about police reform, about there need to be more training. Well, I would say to first start off with this, need to be more training. Shit, you can train them all you want. Hell, they supposed to have training, didn't they? They supposed to have different policies set, but they didn't go by none of those. Like excuse me, like the police chief said, which is a female, by the way, but it's a woman. And like she said, they violated basically all of the policies and procedures. Hell, so making more policies don't mean that they're going to abide by them. It's like in everything, a lot of different things. You can put rules out, don't mean that people are going to abide by them. Hell, like we talk about now, they're criminals don't abide by the damn rules, even though you have them there. Thou shalt not steal, and you shouldn't do this. Hell, you shouldn't be murdering. Don't we see it happening? So you can put all the different policies out there that you want to don't mean that they're going to abide by. And here's what's been happening a lot. And I'm going to get into this topic, but, you know, just want to throw this. This all goes in hand, though. Where was I at? Hey, I lost my train of thought that time. But anyway, you have all these different policies, right? Like, oh, okay, I know where I'm going. The police have been having policies and things and procedures when they do things, bad behavior and police brutality. There have been policies and things in place. But here's what's been happening. Even though they had all of these things, internal affairs, you can go and complain against them and all of these things. But what's been happening? They have been taking up for these officers who have been acting badly, right? So it don't make a goddamn difference, excuse my language, but it doesn't make a damn difference how many policies that you're going to put in play and just put on the books to say, well, this is what we're doing to change these things. But when they act badly, you continue to keep taking up for them and covering up for them. And this is what's been happening for so long. They're still, even with this situation with Brother Tyree Nichols, they can come up with something else, another policy. But when it come down to it, you might have the police chiefs and everybody else who will cover for these officers who've been acting badly. We have seen numerous of videos where police done things to people on video. But what happened? These police chiefs, these police departments, the heads always covered for them. Even though the videos and everything came out and showed them acting badly, violating policies and things. So, again, coming up with new policies and these things don't matter. You can talk about all the damn training you want, but if they continue to do what they want to do, damn your training, because they not following that anyway. You know what I mean? So I just agree with all of you talking about we need better training and this, that, and another. Shit, they just rogue ass police. That's it. You know, like that's not all the police, but those who I hear acting badly, like those five police officers did. So that's just one thing. And I was trying to explain yesterday. I was on this VR. You know, I've been into this virtual reality thing, man, with the new Oculus Quest headsets. And I like this VR thing, man. I talked against it a little bit, but I like that virtual reality thing. But I'm going to tell you something. I was on that, and they have a lot of things on there. They have the Meta Quest thing. Now, what is it? Yeah, Meta Quest, Horizon World. That's a nice little thing. You can go in there and meet people and chat. They have this thing called Big Screen. I've been on it lately. Called Big Screen. It's an app that's on there, and you can actually watch movies and things of this nature on there. And you actually, it's like you have a avatar person, and they have a lot of rooms in there too. People sitting around talking. Yeah, because this thing, you interact with other people live. I mean, actually live, right? It would be like at the Oprah show or someone like that, and you're sitting in an audience, and you just y'all sitting around at a round table or whatnot, having a discussion. So there'd be different things that people be having a discussion and things on. And last night I was on there, they was talking about policing in America, something like that, American police, something. I forgot the title. It was like a police. It had something to do with policing and things of this nature. So they was watching the video, going over the video with the brother Tyree Nichols, and they was talking about their situation, having a discussion. They were showing some clips where they were showing about the video cam, showing about Ben Crump and the family. They were having discussions on it. So I was in that last night. And I was just telling them about some things since I'm here in the city. I was telling them about some things that's happening that escalated here in this city. But one thing here, trying to show them last night. But some people, again, like I just say this all the time, when you had a certain agenda, when you have a certain agenda yourself, you will deny the truth that's being said, because you have an agenda. You have something that you only want to hear that fit your agenda. And let me get into that. Now, it seemed to be in that discussion, it was all about, again, you know, what we hear a lot, black and white issue, the white man is the system, the white racist supremacy system and things of this nature. Even though there was black guys they showed into this, but somehow white supremacy always still was going to fit into this narrative, right? So when I was telling them, trying to explain to them, I said, man, y'all need to go back and listen to the video with the district attorney. I'm in his city. I've seen what was happening before it hit news everywhere. When we first kind of heard about it, you know, we heard about it before it hit the news and all this stuff that really happened, what they was doing in the city as far as the police department. Now, here we go. Like I told him, now I go here. Let me slow it down. All right, y'all, slow down. Before all this happened, when it first hit that they said that some police officers had beaten a man here in the city, a brother Tyree. There were police. I know one station that I passed by. It's off a range, like I said, where they actually not in the area where they actually beat the brother at, but it's still because range, a street called Range, run a long way. But I passed it by this police department all the time. And somebody had said the precinct that these guys worked out of, they had did the same thing. What they have done, it used to be like squad cars right there at the edge of the street and stuff like that. What they done, they moved all the squad cars. They put them behind a fenced in areas, and they had like barricades up against, like, you know, to close off that area, and they had like a police car. Somebody was out there, a squad car out there, like a 24-hour security. So actually what they were doing, they were securing the squad cars because they already figured. Now this before this, I think I want to say they had been fired. I'm not sure at this time if they were fired when they started doing this. Because I started noticing, I'm like, damn, the police department don't move all the damn cars go. And I seen it one day, but I just didn't, you know, I just like, damn, where the car on police cars go? So it really didn't dawn on me, you know, what was going on, you know, until late on when more of this information started coming about the Tyree Nichols thing. All this is going to go in. It's going into the conversation, y'all, what I'm talking about. I'm just all this fitting into the equation of the topic. So they probably feared that there was going to be some retaliation in the city here, protesting, tearing up things, rioting. And it's probably why they had already done that, moved the squad cars. Now, and they had already been talking and, you know, things and about hesitant about actually releasing the videos. They said they wanted to, but they was timid in releasing the videos because they were fearing that there might be some things that get escalated where they be like other cities and start rioting and tearing up stuff. Right now, I would say Memphis hadn't been doing those things. We know when all of these other cities, major cities, when they were rioting and tearing up stuff. Now, we got to give Memphis some props. Memphis didn't do all of that stuff like these other major cities. Now, I did see in one part one time that they did go down to downtown Memphis. They bust out a few windows and bust out of, you know, window out of Walgreens, but nothing major. There was no riot. I mean, what you call this thing, y'all? Looting and things of that nature that went on in this city. They didn't do all that stuff like that here in this city. So they was fearing that things were going to happen. So if go back and listen, what I was trying to explain to them. And then when I was trying to explain to them on that VR chat last night is that one of the reasons that they hurry up and sped through with the so-called indictment of the police officer, they fired him for one. And I'm going to get to the police chief lady. I'm going to bring that up in a minute about, well, that's why I mentioned earlier, we have a police chief lady. And it's going to be significant while I bring it up as well. So anyway, the police, you listen to the district attorney, I forget his name, Melroy or something like that. This is, he just got elected in office this year. I think he went in office, January, the first of the year. He's fresh. He's fresh in office. So this is a big thing for him right now. He's fresh in office. They took the woman that had been in there, Republican, they got her out of there. She'd been there for a long time, got her ass out of there. No, she's a Democrat. They got her. I mean, no, he's a Democrat. I think she's a Republican. But anyway, they got her out. So, but this thing, when you listen to him, he tells you subliminally, you got to listen to it in a subtle way. He says that, he actually says it, but you got to listen. What he said, that they had to go ahead and do something. They had to go ahead and make these speedy and charges, bring these charges to do something, because they were fearing again that the people in this city or somebody outside sources, that's what they basically was fearing, that they would start tearing this damn city up, that they feared that there was going to be riots. They knew they was already protesting, but they didn't want them to start tearing this damn city up. So this is why they try to hair up and speedy up, like, oh shit, hair up, we need to charge their ass, we need to do something. Now, here's the point that people were making, even on that thing. Well, there have been other police officers, they've been letting it go for 2-3 years and all of this type of stuff. They still got it in court. We understand. Like I said, we understand about those cities. And this is what Memphis had been looking at. And they've been looking at how, like, things that happened in Ferguson, things that happened in, what was that, Brother George Floyd? I can't think what the place is now. Y'all forgive me. Well, the place where George Floyd was murdered. They seen Memphis see how those other cities have done. I mean, how things escalated in those other cities. Now, mind you, again, Memphis, when all of these other cities were going, burning up California, and they was doing all these lootering and Memphis didn't do that. They had protest and everything here, but they didn't do that. The biggest thing that Memphis done, that they did just Friday night, they went on the, like I said, the Mississippi River Bridge that crossed over from Memphis to Arkansas, and they just blocked the traffic. That's it. They just blocked the traffic and the flow of 18-wheelers bringing goods and things. They just blocked it for some couple of hours. That's the only thing that Memphis did. They didn't act no fool. They didn't act a fool and tear up nothing, set nothing on fire or nothing. Memphis has been good at that. Now, I have to admit, because like I say, well, man, any tethered mothers? No, because you know when people ride and tear up shit, we got to be honest, brothers and sisters, where do they always go and ride and tear up stuff at? And majority of the areas with blacks, we say with black people, we shop. And even though sometimes we might not own a lot of them stores, but they always tear up shit where we frequent and buy and purchase shit. And then you'd be wondering why you don't have shit in your community again. In some instances, there'd be black shops and things of this nature. So, you know, and it'd be places where black people work at in these locations. So they tear up shit that's in the black community, even though sometimes we don't own them, but they tear the shit up in their community. Right. And then you think about it again, you as taxpayers going to have to pay for this shit. So I find nothing productive out of that. Just tearing up shit in your own community. Like I said, even though you might not own it, but just tearing up shit in your own community is not getting anything did. For taxpayers, we have to pay for this type of things that does happen. Like I said, protest. I'm with protests. I'm not against protesting. I'm down with that. But it's just how we do things, right? But anyway, sisters and brothers, so they did do that. I feel now, just my opinion. That, and because what I've heard him say, you got to hear him say it. So they did that to stop this. And even when I say again, even with the police thing, the police chief. Now, she's an outsider. What I mean, she's not from Memphis. She's been on the job. I would say about 2 years. I don't quote me on that. I would say about 2 years, I think. She's been on the force. She had a lot of things happen to her since she's been here. They have broken this lady's car, stole her service weapon. They have even broke in this woman's home. Now, hear me. They broke in a police chief. They've broken her home. Several things has happened to this woman since she's been here as a police chief. Now, again, I think that certain things that reading that brought about a lot of these the charges and things as fast as it did. Again, number one, she's not from here. And I'm saying it. I don't know where she's from, but she's not from here. So she's not a part of this Memphis, I got your back type thing. Even though she's the police chief, she's not rooted in here. Like, and she's been a part of this system that you know, I got your back. We're going to let this shit go because you Memphis, you from the M-Town shit. All right. And she's got to make a name for herself because there's been some bad things. Like I said, far as her, people have been talking bad against her. She's not competent to have this job because she's a woman, number one. You know, there's this thing that people believe. And number one, a lot of it come from that damn Paul in the Bible. A woman is not supposed to usurp authority over a man, which I do not agree with, y'all. I mean, I know I'm Tanakh only, which y'all call Old Testament. And we have nothing in the Tanakh that says nothing like that. So a lot of people have these men, a lot of men do feel that a woman is not supposed to have a position like that anyway, especially like, you know, she's going to be over. They don't give a goddamn how qualified she is. They feel if she's a woman, she's not to be in that position. So they feel a lot of things. She shouldn't have that position. There's a lot of things that she's not competent to have it, you know, and they talk about how her car had been broken. There's a lot of things. So she had to do something like to get her credibility back up, man, to get some credibility. This is the biggest thing challenged to her. One of the biggest challenges to her since she's been in office. So I big up from, even though, you know, I've seen that they done this just to stop them from tearing up the goddamn city. But still, again, I applaud them for going ahead and firing their ass, arresting their ass, despite the motive of why they did it. They did do it. Now, people will say, well, see, you know, they wouldn't have done that shit if it was white boys. Well, I'm gonna tell you, I don't give a fuck why they did it. Just if they were black, here's the thing about it. They should have did a speedy charge on them. See, this is the shit that we always keep doing all the time. We want to always examples, like and put things on the scale. See, he was white, they wouldn't have charged him. Okay, well, you know what? And I'm gonna say this. The reason they need to charge their ass, the reason they need to charge their black ass, because they were black and they beat another black man. This is why they should have charged the shit out of them just as quick and speedily as they done, because they should not have beat and killed that brother. And notice I said brother, because I've heard even one of the videos, they was calling him bruh. As they was beat calling him bruh, as the same as they was calling the man, excuse my language, they was calling him bitches and stuff as that way. But I heard somebody even calling him brother. You call a man brother, but you beating the hell out of him like he's your enemy. Oh, and by the way, my brothers and sisters, go and check out, if you would like, a video that I've done on our ministry class, on our ministry page on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. There's Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, and we spell Yah, Y-A-H, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on YouTube. Listen, go check out the video that I've done in the class I've done. I've done this before they released the videos, but I did a video talking about sometimes your enemy look like you. Yes, it's actually the last class I did, but I'm getting ready to do a new one. But go and check it out on YouTube, on our YouTube channel, Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, when I did a class or a video talking about sometime your enemy look like you. Go and check that out, brothers and sisters. But yeah, so I don't give a damn about people saying, well, they had done this if they were white, they would have took their time. Well, like I said again, they should have. See, if you as a black person and you always complain about somebody's doing something to you as a black in the black community, but you go out and you do the same thing as you say your enemy, the so-called white man, does. And you talk about, and you always complaining about it's the white man doing this to you, the white man, but you do it to your people yourselves. We need to hold your ass more accountable, because you know how injustice and things have been going on with so-called black people, and you go out and do the same shit. See, now, just because, and here's maybe why they think they was going to get away with a lot of this, because they thought they were part of this good old blue system. They thought, well, I'm a police. We can get away with this because, you know, we the boys in blue. We can get away with this. All the system showed y'all black ass, didn't they? See, sometimes when you just want to assimilate to a system, you're assimilating. And listen, now I'm going to use a little racism to this one. See, this white supremacy, as y'all say, white supremacy shows your black ass. You can't do what they do and get away with it. And in this case, I'm glad they're showing you this. I'm glad they're showing you you can't get away with the shit they do. Because you shouldn't have done, they shouldn't have done, not y'all out there, they shouldn't have done another black man the way that they did. They shouldn't have. They were just like, you know, people say that the police department anyway come from the slave patrols. And the way that they was beating this brother down, it sure in the hell looked just like something like that, didn't it? Like they chased him down on horses and buggies and shit. And like he was running away from the plantation, they chased this brother down because he ran away from the plantation. They was beating the hell out of him to take him back to Massa. But anyway, getting to the point of this whole discussion, why I got to come here in the first place. You talk about police reform, but when are we going to reform the black community? See, we want everybody else to be reformed. We're calling for reform from everywhere else, white folks with racism, white supremacy. But when are we going to truly reform ourselves, our community, and how black people, we treat each other? See, now, like I said in the video, sometimes your enemy look like you. See, when you get to speaking like this and you're speaking, you're born, what black, so-called blacks are doing to each other, you know what happened, don't you? You know what happened, don't you? Where are we? See, you deflecting, brother. You deflecting, man. See, you taking it off the white man and what the white man is doing and trying to, you know, you trying to let him off the hook, brother. You deflecting. No, I ain't deflecting. I'm on focus. I'm on point. I'm focusing on issues. I'm focusing on problems, not just one problem, but many problems that is ailing us, that is plaguing us as a people. See, it's not just one thing to look at when one set of people are doing to you, when we're doing certain things to ourselves that is even more detrimental than some white folks is doing. Come on now. This Sunday, y'all, I know I might be preaching here today. But let me y'all, I'm telling y'all, we can't ignore, we can't let go that the stuff that we are doing to each other. My wife was just showing me a video not too long ago where it was some same, I don't know if they're the same group, that the group called the Scorpion Task Force, but it was some police. They were beating another brother on a video my wife was showing me. And a store owner, a black store owner, he was in a restaurant and he was filming it. And it was kneeing him and man, hitting him in the face the same way. But thank the Most High that they didn't kill him like they did the brother Tyree. All praises due to the Most High. But, you know, and there was even some things that said that these police officers, Eternal Affairs, some people had complained to Eternal Affairs about these same officers, like nothing, they didn't give a damn. But going back, when will the black community, when will we reform ourselves? It was like, even we had a discussion on that VR last night, and the host of that thing last night, like him, he had, it was his thing, you know, it's his talk show, his whatever, his present thing he was doing. But he had, like I said, for me, he had a one-track mind or agenda that he had. He was trying to push a narrative, and he wants to just focus on that. Because when somebody else, another brother brought up, and somebody asked, they said that, well, you know, we said we got a lot of work to do. the black community has, or black people, we got a lot of work to do and a lot of changes to do. We ain't got to change nothing. We ain't got to change nothing. The white people, the white folks got to change. The white system got to change. See, he wanted them to focus it. But the brother was saying, because like we talking about how the black police was beating another and being beat down and had treated another black man. And he was saying that how when we stop bringing how we have to change, we don't want to hear that. No, we don't want to hear that shit. We talk about white folk, what they doing to us. But again, black people, even with those officers. Even NWA, the rap group. Remember they had a lyric in a song. I forget the name. I forgot what song it was, but I remember there was a lyric in this song. Remember they said the white black cop showing out for the white cop. We said it all. Come on, y'all. If anybody ever been in the AKA hood, you know that those black police boys pull you over. You'd rather deal with the white goddamn police than the black. Now that was, you know, how they used to ride together sometime, or even pull up, or that black police, he come out showing his ass. Well, my mama used to say, show his natural black ass. He used to come out and show out. You'd be like, man, shit, I'd rather goddamn deal with a white officer than this black mama. Yeah, he'd be showing out. Sometimes a white officer be trying to let you go. That black officer, no, he'd take it to another level. Take your black ass to jail and so and so. Yeah. So it's bro, we've been having these things with even black officers acting the goddamn fool against other black people. This is nothing new. But, you know, this is just something that we don't talk about. We don't address, because, again, you can't deflect, bro, my brother, and stop talking about what white folks are doing. You can't deflect them, bro. You can't bring this type of stuff up. Like I said in the video, people like, you can't air out like Malcolm. Malcolm said, bro, we can't air out dirty laundry out in the street. Well, shit, I know what Malcolm said, but here's my thing, brothers and sisters. If we doing it in the goddamn street, why not air it out in the street? Because that's what we're doing it at. All the crimes that we are doing and committing to each other, the killing and the murdering, we're just going to let that slide by? Like, we get a black pass for killing one another. We get a black pass. Because you black, I'm not supposed to say nothing. How you stealing and taking all of my stuff. I'm working hard for you. You raping, robbing, and murdering people in the community. The candy lady, not say, Miss Sally Ann, Miss Sally May, Jesse May ain't safe. I'm using these country names, y'all. I'm in the South. She ain't safe to even sell candy no more, because y'all in, you know, what they say, y'all Pookie and Ray Ray, them might go in and rob the candy lady. You know what I'm saying? Her little pennies and stuff she got for some penny candy. I know it can't be a penny now, how shitty it is. Won't be no penny candy now. But, yeah. So when are we ready to start talking about reform as well? Not just from the police department, but from the black community as well. And going back again to that VR chat, I know I'm just jumping all everywhere, y'all. You know, I don't have nothing scripted. I don't have nothing written down. I'm going off top of the dome. And as they say, let the Ruach, as we say in Hebrew, let the Ruach, let the Spirit guide me. But when we was talking about this again, like I said, and we saying there need to be changes in the black arena, we got to do better. Like, no, we didn't got to change nothing. We ain't got to change nothing. And the brother started bringing up, you know, one of my pet peeves is this damn rap music. And they brought that up. But like, no, man, see, and this is what I'm tripping out. The same host, he's complaining about bad things happening to us in the black community, as far as police. Anyway, he was calling some of white folks and what, you know, this type of stuff, that racism and stuff. But soon as we start talking about the rap music and a brother did, I didn't say nothing on it. And his entertainment and all of this stuff, he started justifying it. It ain't nothing but entertainment. It's just entertainment, bro. And like, well, people get influenced from it. He's like, well, man, listen to this, y'all. Listen to this stupid scenario. This is how people do when they're trying to justify shit they like. And I said this on one of my classes. And I was on YouTube and did something. I was mentioning type of stuff like this. And somebody started sending me all kind of stupid stuff. It ain't the music. Because I had this personal conversation with people. So a lot of these things I talk about here, I just don't mention this stuff on the air. Hell, I talk about this stuff. Hell, I'm at work on our CBs. I talk about the same type of stuff while I'm on, not just on Blog Talk or the YouTube. Hell, I talk this same talk while I'm in person. And hell, even though I'm at work, like I said, I'm on a goddamn CB radio. I'm preaching to my brothers. I'm saying the prayer to preach and giving them the message the same way. I don't give a damn. I'm a minister everywhere I go. That's my job. I don't give a damn. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it wherever I go. But anyway, he tried to justify it and start saying, well, see, what children, you know, 5 or 6 years old, they watch Spider-Man. We don't see them trying to out here in the street imitating Spider-Man. See, he tried to listen. Yeah. He tried to use that example because of people. We're talking about how people looking at their favorite rappers or hip hop artists, whatever the hell it's supposed to be, and imitating them mimicking a lot of the things that they have in their lyrics, and they're going out doing it. And so he tried to use the Spider-Man with children. And one guy said, well, hell man, we look, bro, we talk about grown adults. We ain't talking about no children. But another thing, he's wrong as well, because you take, check this out. When Spider-Man or any of these Marvel comics, like especially, you know, children at so-called Halloween, when Halloween come on, what do you want to, you know, they wear costumes. What do you want to dress like? They want to be like their favorite Marvel comic or cartoon character or whatever. They want to dress up like them. I remember even when we was young, my cousin and I and things of this nature, when we was young, they had all these cops, you know, they had, you know, like I said, Superman, Spider-Man, the Hulk and all of this stuff back when we was in the days, back in the days. Yeah, I remember there was a thing, Ultraman. You know, y'all remember Ultraman and stuff like that. My cousin, he loved Ultraman. So we were to get ready to play, you know, get ready to play. We young. I don't know, 7, 8 years old, whatnot. We get ready to go out there and play. One of we are, hey man, you know, we start calling who we gonna be first. Hey, I'm gonna be Spider-Man. No, I'm Superman. No, I'm Ultraman. And we, you know, we playing and we playing like we these superheroes. So all of that bull crap that and hell, even as adults, we're taking on the characteristics of your so-called favorite idol, your favorite character, which may be for some sisters, Megan Thee Stallion. Their favorite character may be, what's the sister name? Cardi B. What's another sister? Some sister out of Memphis, Gorilla or something. I don't know y'all, these damn folks no more. Y'all, you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. They take on the characteristic from the lyrics of these people and start mimicking what these artists are saying. So yeah, they do. But see, we don't want to address this. When we start doing it, it's just entertainment, brother. It's just entertainment, man, and such and such. And then he starts saying, well, see, I like to watch this type of stuff. I like to watch this movie, this show, and so on and so. Oh yeah. See, this is why we can't get nothing done. See, we want everybody else to change. We want everybody else. We want the police departments to change. We want white folks to change. We want the Asian folks to change. We want the Arabs to change. We want, I mean, everybody to change their bad behavior and the way that they are treating us. But you know what? We don't want to come out and have these discussions, right, about how we need to change how we treat each other. No, we can't have that discussion, Ariel. You can't have those type of discussions. Lee, those type of discussions are off the table. And you talk about police and prison reform. When we have a high rate of black people killing one another or just doing crimes towards one another, and hell, they start going to jail and going to prisons because they're hurting one another and doing stuff to each other. Hell, that, I mean, we're helping the prison system by violating each other. Don't we see this? If I go out here and rob my brother and I call the police, or if you don't shoot him and kill his ass, now you're helping the morgue because you don't shot and kill somebody trying to rob you. But if you call the police and he get caught and he go to jail and he end up going to prison, he's in prison for what? For doing something to you as a black man. So, I mean, so if we got to learn, brothers, is we got to be real with this thing and just stop looking in one direction and pointing our finger in one direction and look at this thing as a whole totality, and say everything has to be. If we're going to try to change one bad thing, we need to try to change it all. See, this is why I'm not into all of this black and white things no more like I used to be. I'm a more now of a, I'm a right and wrong guy now. I don't give a damn about all of this. But I hear it. I still hear it. And it still, I know it is there. I know it exists. Racism. I know some things, all of these things exist. But, you know, I'm not like focused on it like I used to be back in the days. I'm focused on a right and a wrong. Because, see, I just can't focus on all the things what white folks is doing to me. And I got black folks is doing, because I'm around black, so-called black people every day. That is who I'm interacting with on a daily basis. Other black people. And we treat each other so damn horribly. We treat each other so goddamn wrong. So what am I supposed to just accept what they do to you and things black folks doing to me, because I'm only supposed to be looking what the white folks is doing to me, who I don't interact with every day. I don't interact. You know, I see them when I do sanitation. And I swear, I see some white folks here, they come out there getting your tips and stuff. Hey, man, y'all buy y'all something to eat or get you something to drink or so and so. I might be looking, okay, if I still be like I wore over this militant attitude, it's here come this goddamn white devil, you know, man, this motherfucker white devil finna come out here with this bullshit, man. Yep, you know, see, and like I'm ready to cut his damn throat. But they come out there and not like that. We get black folks come out there, oh, Lord, have mercy. Like the folks say, Lord, have mercy, the Christians would say. Ooh, all kind of attitudes. Man, they cut up sideways. But I'm not supposed to say nothing because they are black. They are black. See, I'm dealing with right and wrong. That's me now, brothers and sisters. That's how I live my life now. I'm Brother Aria, deal with the right and wrong. Sun Ray, that's why Sun Ray had to retire. Because I'm looking at things, as Dr. King would say, I'm judging the person by the content of their character. I'm not dealing with you from the colorism of the hue of your skin. I'm dealing with you now from the content of your character. How you act and how you carry yourselves is the way that I deal with you, or I choose not to deal with you. That's my thing now. But brothers and sisters, I want to read something to you that I'm going to present this in another class that I will do right there on Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. And I would like for you to check it out. I don't know. I'm praying that I can go ahead and get this done today. But I have another subject that I want to present. I can't tell you. I don't know exactly what I'm going to title, but it's almost, it's going a little bit because of, like I said, this whole thing with the brother Tyree, brought up a lot of thought and different things that I was thinking about, and a lot of things I'm not just going to deal with. I want to deal with shows with so many things, and but it brought out some things I want to talk about, how it's like how we deal with each other, how brothers have to change and love each other and truly care for one another. Let me see here. Pull this other scripture out, verse right fast. I ain't gonna say scripture, but verse. And I just give y'all a little snippet here of what I'm gonna be talking about. Because even with those brothers, what they did to the brother, made me think about to do another class. Now, you know, even though like I tell y'all, I'm so called what they call so called Old Testament only, but there's still some things in those so called New Testament that there's some positive words in there, you know, besides all that Jesus died for your sin. I don't deal with all that, but here's some things. And I'm going to quote it the way Farrakhan said. I heard him say it years ago, and I like the way how he said it. So I'm going to quote it his way, and then I'm going to read it from my Complete Jewish Study Bible right fast. I'm going to read it how it says. But I remember Farrakhan said this, man. How can you say you love God whom you have never seen and then hate your brother who you see every day? Let me say it again, brother. This is the way I heard Farrakhan said this one, brother. That's what I said. I like the way he said it. He said, how could you say that you love God or the Most High who you have never seen, but you hate your brother. You hate your black brother who you see every day. Now, whether you know this brother or not, or and it may even go for sisters, but we just use the term brother. You hate this black man who you see every day. But you say, I love God. I love the Most High. I go to church every day. I go to my Israelite camp. I go to, you know, wherever you go. I go to the mosque every day. I go these places talking about how I love the Most High. You're singing praises and clapping your hands. Yeah. And but you can't stand your own black people. You see them as your enemies sometimes. I just had to read that. But now here's how my Complete Jewish Study Bible has it. Now, this is what they call First John, Yochanan, chapter 4 and verse 20. First John chapter 4, verse 20, and in the Complete Jewish Bible says it like this. If anyone say, I love the Most High, or it says God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. If a person does not love his brother whom he has seen, then he cannot love God whom he has not seen. Y'all see that? Who he have not seen. He says, yes, this is the commandment we have from him. Whoever love God must love his brother too. I like that one, man. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 and through 21. If anyone says, I love God and hate his brother, he is a liar. If a person does not love his brother whom he has seen, then he cannot love God whom he has not seen, because we are supposed to be a reflection. Uh-oh, come on now. You've been to preach already, y'all. We're supposed to be a reflection of the Most High. That's why it says that we are after the image and likeness of the Most High. And that image and likeness, y'all, come on, anytime I'm looking like him, I'm looking like the creator. We don't know what to look like because we don't know what a spirit look like. But now we mimic we talk about mimic, y'all. We're supposed to be mimicking the creator of the Most High and our righteousness. That's why, y'all, go into the book of Genesis, as it says, Genesis, the first book. And it, when as they say it, the serpent was talking to Eve and asked him about that tree that was in the midst of the garden. I'm just telling y'all what it says, y'all. I ain't telling you, you got to believe it as literal, because this is a teaching tool. It's a teaching tool. Walk with me, y'all. Walk with me. But you listen to it when he was talking about the Adam and Eve that was in the midst of the garden. I mean, the Adam and Eve, but the serpent was having a conversation with Hawa, which they call Eve, the mother of all living. And he was talking to her and said, did he tell you about this tree? And he's like, well, listen, the Most High know in that day that you eat thereof, you will not surely die, but you will be just like, you will become a divine being, or you will be like gods, knowing what? Good and evil, knowing, as Dr. York used to say, agreeable and disagreeable. What did he tell y'all? You will not surely die. Your eyes will be open and you will be just like that divine being. You will be just like the creator, having that ability to know between right and wrong, knowing between what is agreeable and disagreeable. And she said, whoa, you know what? Hey, man, that is pleasing to the, as they say, the eye. That is pleasing. I would like to know. I would like to have that knowledge. Now, see, I only can know not right now what is agreeable, but I would like to have that knowledge. A lot of us, a lot of us that knowledge to have things, a lot of knowledge and to know about this and a lot about that. It's like that bling bling that in it that some people like to see, man, the diamonds and the pearls, as Prince would say, diamonds. We would love to have that. And that's what happened to Eve. But let me jump on here somewhere. I'm going somewhere. I'm going too far there. But let me take y'all to the book of Leviticus. That'll back you up a little bit with First John. And I'm gonna bring this out in another thing. I just want to give y'all an example of something here. Let me show y'all something. We'll still talk about reform in the black community. Now, here's something in our law as Israel, as some people might say, our Jewish law in Tanakh. It's something that Israel, this is something in and I'm that the police did implement this and legislation here in the state of Tennessee. I don't know when, I think last year, I don't know when they did it, but I heard one of the representatives speaking on this, that these police officers did not abide by. They did not abide by. But check this out. People always talk about the Bible, man. They throw it in the damn garbage and all this here. But check this out. Check this out. Now, we need this one. You go to the book of what they call Leviticus, chapter 19, my brothers and sisters. Now, this is still coming from my Complete Jewish Study Bible, how it's written. And I'm going to read it to you as I'm going to read it from two sources. I'm going to read it to you from my Complete Jewish Study Bible. And I'm going to give it to you from, let me pull this back up, the New Living Translations, because I want y'all to hear this real clear. Real clear, with clear understanding what this said. And we see this happen a lot of times. But first of all, Leviticus 19 and 16, first of all, coming from my Complete Jewish Study Bible. Now, there's two things in here in this one verse. First of all, it says, do not stand around speaking slander amongst your people. That ain't the part I want to folk down. That we shouldn't do that either. But that's not the point that I'm trying to focus on right here. Here's the point, the highlight of this verse that I'm trying to show you. Leviticus 19 and 16. Here we go. But also, do not stand idly by when your neighbor's life is at stake. Do not stand idly by when your neighbor's life is at stake, says the Most High. Uh-oh. Now, that's the Complete Jewish Study Bible. Y'all heard it. Now, here's the New Living Translation, where they put it in modern terms as we may speak it today without that hither, thou, and all of this stuff. The New Living Translation, here's what it says. Same verse, same chapter, same verse, Leviticus 19 and 16. Here's go. It says, do not spread slanderous gossip amongst your people. Like I said, y'all, that's not the part that I'm trying to highlight here, but this is part of that verse. Here we go. Do not stand idly when your neighbor's life is threatened. I am Yahuwah. Y'all see that? You see what it says? You see what it says there? Let me go down. Let me go ahead and keep going. Let me go down a little bit. Let me go down to 17, just a little bit. It says, Complete Jewish Study Bible says, Do not hate your brother in your heart, but rebuke your neighbor frankly, so that you won't carry sin because of him. It says, don't take revenge or bear a grudge against any of your people. Rather, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, in this, Moses was talking to the children of Israel. But if we take this, brothers and sisters, and still apply this, because a lot of us today, we stand there as a black man and woman in America, we're saying that we have brothers out here saying that all of us, and I don't teach this, but every black man and a woman here in America are Israelites. I don't teach this, y'all. Y'all know this. But again, this is something that we could apply. We should be applying to our life. I don't care if you like the Bible or not. This is something in the black community, so-called black community. We should be applying these principles. And this is what this is. These are principles that Moses was giving to the children of Israel. So when they go out, they was coming out of the land of Egypt. I know some of y'all said that ain't true, but I ain't going to get into that, whether that was real or fake. I ain't into that right now. That ain't what I'm talking about. But when they was going to establish themselves as a nation, he was giving them rules on how to conduct themselves as a nation or a community of people. And we can take this here. We always talk about what's the solution, brother? What's the solution? What shall we do? So we're talking about how we need to reform the black community, right? Because we talk about, I asked the question about reform. When will we reform the black community? So we try to find, and people say, well, what's the solution, brother? Well, I can give you Leviticus 19 and 16 through 17 as one of the guys that if we came up with a rule book, I will put this in the rule book. Number one, as it says, we should not slander each other. That would be in the rule book. But it goes it, brother, and here's something. We should not stand idly by when our neighbor's life is at stake. Now, that's what I want to go and stop at right there. We have seen time after time again, when things are happening and escalating and something was happening to people, or brothers and sisters getting abused, we see people standing by with their damn cell phones out. I got it on camera. I got it live on Facebook. I'm filming it. They filming it, and a person is getting beat the crap out of them. We just standing by, not doing anything to de-escalate that situation or help that person. We standing there with damn cell phones out recording it. Come on, I got it on tape, sister. Oh, Lord. Let me say this one here. Especially when I've seen men beating up women and a man is standing there with the damn phone. Talking about, I got it on film, sis. I'm filming. I got it on tape. I'm filming this, sis. Standing idly by when that person's life is being threatened. Now, we bring this even back to Brother Tyree. Brother Tyree that just got murdered by the hands of five black police officers here in the city of Memphis. This even applies to them. How's that so, Brother Aria? Like I said, one of the state representatives, I don't know the sister's name. I just saw it the other day, and I didn't even know this thing even exists, this new law exists. I think it came by and play because of the George Floyd situation, and it says that the sister mentioned is that if another officer see another officer using excessive force, being abusive like those officers was doing, that other officer should intervene and stop them. Just say there's two officers, me and somebody else, and we police officers. I'm getting rowdy, unruly, and I'm starting to abuse this person that we are trying to detain. And I'm starting to be abusive toward them, and you know, maybe talking crazy to them, maybe smacking them around or whatnot. The other officer, my partner, is supposed to step in and intervene and stop me from doing that. That's one of the laws here. And so this is why people are so outraged again. City officials, I should say, lawmakers here in this city and this state, because of all of those officers. And the policies. So we talk about people talk about making policies. That's what I'm saying. Policies are in place, but if they don't abide by, what good are they in the goddamn first place? Let me take my hand off the scriptures while I'm using that language. What good are they in the first place? So we don't need no more. We don't need new policies because they're not going to enforce the ones they already have. Right? So what good is it? What good is it? Because again, like I said, these lawmakers are pissed too, because they like, damn, we put the laws like this in place for y'all to intervene, but then nobody intervene to stop these officers from doing what they do. All of y'all out there, then none of y'all say, oh, wait, whoa, stop, man, stop. We look, chill out, bro. We got him. Oh no, man, now. He didn't have a knife. He didn't have a bucket of rocks. He didn't have a damn slingshot. He didn't have nothing to harm y'all ass with. He was not a threat to y'all, goddammit. All y'all big son of a hush your mouth, Aria. He was not a threat to them. It was because he didn't put his hand behind his back like y'all wanted. He was not a threat. So somebody should have intervened and stepped in, like he's saying, don't stand idly by when your neighbor's life is at stake. And that brother's life was surely at stake. That brother's life was at stake. But we see this, and I'm bringing this out because we do this a lot in the black community. We see things are happening to people, and we just stand around with these damn camera phone. I got it on film, sis. I got it. And then sometimes them people lose their life. Or, I don't know, you just get, you know, brutally beaten. But this is something that the scriptures tell us about. I know sometimes you can't really put yourself in a lot of harm's way now. You go out and shoot somebody. But we can't just stand. If you can de-escalate a situation, you got to think now. You got to be thinking wisely. If you can, we should do something instead of just standing idly by. But I just asked this question, brothers. I'm not going to be in here long with you. But when are we just going to reform the so-called black community? Like I said, brothers and sisters, we can holler, kick, and scream all day long, my brothers and sisters, about what someone else is doing to us. But like what the young folks saying, man. I'm saying young folk, y'all, you know, like I'm getting old now. You know, I'm 51. I just turned 51 in January now. All praises. I still ain't used my AARP for nothing yet. Yeah, I got AARP. I ain't used it on nothing yet. But anyway, when are we going to have that same energy? When do we have that same energy, my brothers and sisters? For when we're doing stuff to each other, we can say, we can put that energy far as reforming our community, making changes to our community. And I'm going to go with here with something. Here in the city of Memphis, they have just recently, there's a place, is out in the area, somewhat called Midtown, and then on the other side of it, they call Orange Mound. Yeah, where 8-Ball MJD's I'm from. I don't give a damn about them, though, but I just mentioned that so people know them. They used to have the Mid-South Fair used to come to Memphis, and they stopped it from coming to Memphis many years ago because a lot of the crime that was starting to happen around that area. So they stopped it from coming to Memphis. But in that area, they had the Mid-South Coliseum where wrestling used to go. Used to have a place called the Liberty Land years ago. I used to go. My daddy used to take me to the Liberty Land. We used to go to wrestling every Monday. That's when Jerry Lawler, and it was the height of Memphis wrestling. We used to go to wrestling every Monday. I used to go to Liberty Land every Saturday. I mean, that was a ritual for me and my dad when I was young, man. You know, all the way up. So I think I was about 10, something like that. But that Liberty Land, anyway, they've been gone a long time ago. But in that area, they took away a lot of them things, events to come because of the crime area. But anyway, so they decided to go ahead and invest. That's where the Liberty Bowl is at, located. Anybody know about that, the Liberty Bowl? But they invested millions of dollars, the city, to build these sports complexes. Sports complex. They've been open, I don't know, a couple of months. Sports complex. Now, at the new millions of dollars, y'all, sisters and brothers, millions. They have volleyball competitions, basketball, something. It's beautiful, man. I hadn't been there. I saw it on the news. Beautiful. But just the other day, some of these damn hoodlums, and I won't say it, hoodlums went out there and broke in 19, and it's been happening too much in this damn city, all over the city. Hoodlums went out there and broke in 19 cars at this brand new place. Broke in 19 damn cars. Now, at that sports arena, they built a million-some-damn-dollar complex, but don't have no cameras up over there. They broke in some cars over there by the Liberty Bowl. They had cameras, but they said they had a footage but didn't pull up. But anyway, just despite they had cameras or not, they brand new place. These folks don't spend millions of dollars to build. And these damn thugs want to take their regular ass out there and breaking these folks' stuff. This has been happening all over the place. Hell, like where I work at, we go to work. We had to be at work at 5. We be there. And they got cameras up at the damn, at the building, at the shop. With the police thing, light flashing. Shit, they don't give a damn. They've been coming up there breaking in folks' cars up there on our job. Breaking in cars. We don't have a fence, you know, around the job where we work at, but they're getting ready to move. The owner getting ready to move into a building. It's fully fenced in. But that don't matter because I used to work at another place. They had a code they had to get in. They still used to break in and still break in people's cars. So, yeah. And a lot of these things are teenagers, brothers. They've been breaking in buildings. They've been breaking in liquor stores and they got them on film. So we can't say, well, how y'all know they know white folk? Because they got them on. They be seeing them on. Some of these, they've been breaking in these stores. They see them on goddamn camera. Listen, they so goddamn crazy that you still got so-called COVID or whatnot out here, right? They don't even wear no goddamn mask. Now, you just break in some or steal some. You want to cover your face up because you didn't want people out there. They don't even give a damn no more. I mean, Frank, they do not give a damn. So we know who they are. We might not know who they are by name, but we know, I'm just saying, who we are. We know that they are black because we see them on the goddamn camera when they show them on the news and shit. I live in the black community, as you say, the black community. So people say, well, see, the white folk doing it too. Well, I don't get, I, listen, I don't, I don't know what the white folk doing. I'm telling you what I know for me living inside of the black community. Everywhere I go, every place I go and been around here, it's the black community. So I see what goes on. I mean, I don't see the crimes. But if you don't see you might not see the crime happening, but you see the effects of what the crime, what somebody have done. I hear gunshots around here all the damn time. Or you know somebody who like, man, yeah, this man, that happened in my hood last night. So we know people, if we don't see it or hear it, we know other people who have seen it or heard it happen in their community. So we know these things are happening. So we can't play these goddamn games like to talk about the media always lying. But we know and hear things and we talk amongst each other and we see these things happening in our community. Right. Yes, there are some things that's happening in a lot of now in these suburban areas. There is a lot of things that's starting to happen. And that's because a lot of things, but you have a lot of gang members and things of that nature are now moving into a lot of these areas and crime is getting bad every goddamn well. But my thing is, again, I'm not concerned about what white folks is doing. This is my thing, y'all. I'm not so-called white. Why am I concerned? What is it, y'all? What's the thing, y'all? Self-preservation. Why am I concerned with what white folks is doing? Why am I even comparing myself to what white folks is doing when they're doing bad? That's the shit that kills me. When white folks do bad, we want to always compare. Well, see, they wouldn't have did if he was white. See, he got out. See, we don't treat us fair. See, the white boy got a year and we got 2 years. Why were you doing? My thing is, you shouldn't have been doing bad in the fucking first place. Don't do what, because listen, because you talk about is that there ain't nothing equal. Well, don't go out here and do the damn crime then. You ain't got to worry about if you got a year or 2 years, you got the same amount of time as he did. Like people talking about selling Drew. Well, the white boy, see, he can go out here and get caught with the same amount of dope. And see, they only going to give him probably probation. They might give you 5 years. Don't do fucking drugs. Don't sell the fucking drugs. Just simple as that. That's simple. We want to do evil or do wrong and know it's wrong and say, well, we want the same amount of, we want the same type of punishment that he got. I don't want to be punished. I don't want no damn whooping. As they say, whooping or chastisement. I don't want it. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to do what I have to do to not get caught up in this stuff. Because I used to be out there in the street doing all type of silly crap. That's why I stopped, because I don't want to go to jail no more. I don't want to live that. That's not a life, man. So I'm going to do what I have to do, trying my best to live, you know, to the righteousness as I can, to stop from doing that. But if I do go out here and do it, I don't give a damn about giving it. What if they gave the white boy 4 years, 5 years, or gave him probation, one night in jail or whatnot, or didn't give no time in jail? Listen, man, I shouldn't have had my black ass out here doing wrong in the first place. That's simple as that. Shouldn't have been out here doing wrong in the first place. I shouldn't have put myself in this situation to get caught up. Now, we do know some people get falsely charged. I mean, accused. Now, I'm not talking about you or them, but I'm talking about the ones who deliberately go out here and do shit. But we got to stop all this ignorant shit always talking about. Listen, self-preservation. Let's tell our people to stop doing wrong. Stop doing unrighteous deeds, man. That's what I'm talking about. Reforming, cleaning ourselves up, brothers and sisters. That's it. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not trying to, like I said again, be an attorney for the white community, the white society. That's not my goddamn job. They could do fine by them damn selves. That's not what I'm doing. I'm advocating a better behavior for us. So even by talking about us and talking in this manner, like maybe some people like you, man, y'all like y'all be talking down against black people. No, I'm talking you up. I'm talking you. It's just maybe the way you perceive it and the way you may talk, you may perceive it and the way that you've taken it, but I'm actually talking you up. See, sometimes we, like I said, we got to do, but sometimes we do have to tear down in order to be able to build. When something that old dilapidated building that may be a danger in the community or houses that dilapidated and it is sitting there, is it a danger to the community? What do? They tear it down. And maybe they might rebuild something new there, but they tear it down because it's a danger. So if you're saying that this talk like this is tearing down Black people, we're tearing down those who are a danger, those who pose a threat to the rest of the community. And I will agree with you about tearing down, and that we need to do tear down, right? That's all what I'm doing. But if you have a narrative, where you just want to focus on something else, Abe, I truly understand. I truly understand. And that's why I even was getting ready to get out of here. I supposed to have been gone. Even amongst my brothers now, even in the so-called Israelite community, that we see our brothers on the highways and the byways standing out there, you know, the messianics, always preaching about the white man is, the Esau is. Well, I wonder how they, I hadn't listened to them, you know, lately, so I don't know what they're saying. I want to see what messages they're going to be saying. Well, I know they're going to flip out. That's all right. But I'm going to go on, say, since it started, I don't start going down that road. How they going to spend this now? Since these Black officers did this, how are they going to teach this? But I know they're going to still somehow equate the Black man fitting into a racist white supremacist society. And yeah, somehow they're going to still fit this Esau's thing in here some kind of way. I don't know. We just have to reform. We got to reform ourselves, brothers and sisters. We have to do that thing. It's stop time. And again, talk about reform. I hate it. I'm not trying to take up anything from the police department. Let me say this for the record, because people take shit all out of context. You know, however you say it, however you try to say stuff, it's not going to ever come out right for somebody, because somebody always going to find some shit to find fault with what you said. So, yeah, I just got to see it. One thing that they said, even about the special unit that they came up with, right, the Scorpion unit, they said this unit was supposed to be put there to focus on high crime areas. Well, there's high crime areas. I don't know about my area. I don't know. Well, shit, I would say it's a high crime area. All this goddamn shooting shit going around here. So they put these units in these high crime areas. And maybe you say in inner cities, there's a lot of fucking crime goes on in our damn community. I'm be honest. Not trying to justify them beating on Black people, beating us up. No, that's not what I'm saying. But if we then have, as we say, all of this high crime, we were not doing, our people were not doing badly. There would not be a need to pay attention. There would not be a need for task force as such as the Scorpion task forces they had. There won't be no need for that. Now, we want to mention, here we go. We want to mention white folks in white suburban areas and gated communities and things of this nature, where the crime rate, you know, you might get little Billy get drunk here now and then, jump on his wife and, you know, act a little fool. But there's no special units that they have to work those units. I mean, out in those areas to patrol those areas, because why? There's no need. There's no high demand for something that needs to be done in those areas. But when you got a lot of shooting going on, auto theft, cars being stolen, houses being broken into, this, that going on, that. True concerned citizens, like, hey, man, y'all got to do something, bro. We're sick of this shit, man. We're sick of this bull crap. They don't give a damn. They white, black, turquoise, yellow, green. They just know these crimes are happening too much in their community. Don't know who's doing it. That'd be like, some people might see it on the video and it's blacks, but we don't, we just see all this stuff is happening in our community. Like, some got to give, man. I'm sick of it, man. I can't even goddamn leave a rocking chair on the goddamn porch. Somebody done stole my goddamn rocking chair. You know, they somebody going around stealing rocking chairs off people's porch. It's like, goddamn, bro, we can't even sit on the goddamn, leave a chair on the damn porch to sit outside. Y'all got to do something about this shit. See, when there's a public outcry, then they try to come up with a situation, but then you got some badass people, like I said, like those officers. But we have to work on reforming and making sure our community don't get to those high rate of crime, so they wouldn't have to send a special unit and all of this shit in our community. There wouldn't even be no need for that. That's what I'm getting at, brothers and sisters. That's what I am getting at. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I said, we talk about, well, why are they making these so? If we were not if they were not acting bad, I know we can't control all these people out here. But I'm just throwing out some brothers and sisters. We have to start thinking. This is why certain things are happening in certain ways that they're doing because of certain issues. Cause and effect? Cause and effect. We have to stop these things. I'm trying to see. We got to stop these things from happening out the front, because we got to get out telling people that, y'all, look, y'all the reason they putting this shit out here in the community anyway. If you would stop acting so badly, there wouldn't be no need for them goddamn special units. If we would stop doing all this goddamn crime, what we're doing instead, man, the police be getting laid the hell off. There wouldn't be no need to hire all these goddamn officers. Deputy jailers be losing their goddamn job. Hell, lawyers be losing their goddamn job. Prosecutors, because like, yeah, goddamn, man, you know what? Black folks ain't committing no goddamn crime no more. Unless they just, you know, just start, like I said, grabbing black folks and putting charges on your ass. But if they just decide, like, people be talking about boycotting. Thank you, Mosai. Thank you, the Ruach. People always talking about boycotting. Y'all. I know this is going to sound crazy. excuse me. But I got to say it. People talk about boycotting all the time, right? We need to boycott. We need to boycott these businesses because they don't want to treat black folk right. Black folk, let me ask y'all something. Let me give you something. How about this one? Why don't we get these folks to stop the boycott and committing goddamn crime against each other? Why don't we boycott and committing all these goddamn heinous crimes and any kind of crime against each other? Let's boycott that. Let's stop that. When you boycott, you know you're stopping the floors. Let's stop that, man. Let's boycott. I'm with that boycott. Because see, now we can really see some effects with that. Because we're talking about boycotting stores to stop their money flow. So let's stop these goddamn crime. Let's stop boycott the crime that happened in our communities so we can stop these things from happening. We can stop the robbing and we can stop the drug dealings. We can stop the raping. We can stop the murdering. Let's boycott that shit. Listen, you crooks out there, won't y'all stop? Won't y'all stop? Boycott that. Go on a goddamn strike. I know I told y'all this is going to sound crazy. I told y'all it's going to sound crazy. But hey, I'm just one of my solutions. I'm trying to give my solutions on what we could do. Like I said, what's the solution, black man? What's the solution? Hey, I'm giving my solution. It sounds crazy, don't it? But goddamn it, let's boycott committing crimes. How about that? Then we ain't got to worry about no goddamn police. Because you know what's going to happen? Like I said, you know what's going to happen? When we stop doing all these goddamn crimes in our community, you know what? You don't have to worry about the police too much because they're going to have to start laying some goddamn people off. And I know they're going to be some black folk do their job, but right now, hey, man, it is what it is. They ain't got to do no goddamn, the Democrats were pushing this thing. I can't even think of the goddamn name of it now. Defund the police. That's how you defund it. That's how you defund the police. Y'all want to talk about defund? That's how you gonna defund them. Cause the damn crime gonna drop so goddamn much. You're like, man, shit, bro. Ain't no motherfucker out here doing nothing, bro. The police gonna get nervous in the motherfucker. Hey, man. Ain't no motherfucker doing it, bro. I ain't got no call all day. God damn. I ain't even need no problem writing speeding tickets, but damn, bro, ain't nobody broke in nothing. Ain't been no damn domestic violence. Ain't no bad, man, God damn, bro. Hey, man, we gonna probably, man, them motherfuckers gonna start laying us off in a minute, bro. Hey, man, you sure ain't lying, bro. They gonna get nervous in a motherfucker. Cause ain't nobody committing, black folks ain't committing no crimes no more. District attorneys and shit. Prosecutors, deputy jailers, the jails empties, the jails standing out. Like, God damn, bro. Nothing but the people that's already in there. They're going to have to start laying goddamn folks off. Huh? So why don't we try that, brothers and sisters? That's one thing we can try. I'm just saying, there's one thing we can try. I don't know. I'm just trying to give a solution, y'all. I don't know. I really don't. I'm just even trying to give my solution. It sound crazy as hell. I know. All right, you smoking some of that shit, ain't you, boy? You just saying some shit like, well, you smoking some goddamn, boy. Give me some of that shit you smoking. No, I know it sounds crazy. I'm being serious. Why don't we try that, man? Stop, damn it, doing this bullshit that we doing, brothers and sisters. You won't have to. I'm out of here, man. I'm out of here. But y'all, listen, again, we can holler about reforming the police all we want. Them motherfuckers got policies and won't even fucking abide by the policies they got. Like I said, even with that, they had it if police supposed to be, if they see another police doing something bad, they were supposed to intervene, but they didn't. We see new policies being passed all the time. It don't do shit because if the mentality of the people is corrupt and whatnot, it ain't going to change. It ain't going to change. So this is why we have to change our mindset in our community and do better in our community. Oh, and let me say this one thing, brothers and sisters. This don't make you no punk, don't make you no sucker. But in a way of learning how to survive, this is what we truly need to do. We need to survive. Don't listen. And then we need, because them sometimes they're supposed to know how to now they're supposed to be the professionals. They are supposed to be the one who's supposed to know how to de-escalate a situation. But sometimes, brothers and sisters, you have to, because everybody ain't professional. Sometimes you have to be the professional in this situation and you have to de-escalate the situation. Here's what I'm saying. Like I said, my wife, again, she was showing me another video where some police was whooping up on a guy. And I see this a lot. And sometimes I hate to bring this out because people are going to think you trying to justify the police what they're doing. And it's not what I'm doing. I'm just trying to show you how to live to see another day, how to de-escalate a situation. And people tell you this all the time. People say that I hear a lot of times. It's don't make you no sucker. Don't make you no punk. It truly don't. It's to help you live and go home or whatever. Even if you hadn't done wrong, brothers and sisters, you hadn't done shit. They pull you over. They can be hyped up. Get out of the goddamn car. So-and-so, put your hand behind your back. Brothers and sisters, I know. I've been there. I've been in the streets. I've been in it. Y'all know me. I told you plenty of times. Please. You can de-escalate the situation. Don't give a motherfucker. If he's already walking up to you acting a goddamn fool, hyped up, don't give him what they want because they may be looking for that. Be the professional. Go ahead. We know you ain't did nothing. Go ahead and put your hand behind your back. See, you being calm. Okay, listen, I ain't no fool with this motherfucker here. I ain't no telling what level this, the next level. He already hollering and shit. Now tell him what next level this motherfucker ain't going to get on. He going to get on. Let me go on and put my hand behind my back. My hand behind my back, sir. Go on, put your handcuffs on. Hopefully, from there, They, you know, they just talk, see what's going on, put you in the police car. Even if they take you to jail, if they go ahead and take you to jail, you got to go through the system, bail out, whatnot, and fight it from there. But even though you hadn't done nothing, but I'm telling, but when you start, if the motherfuckers say, put your hands behind your back, what I do, man? I ain't did nothing. Put your hand behind your back. And then what they start doing, you see the motherfuckers start getting real aggressive. But I'm saying they're not going to stop until they detain you by any means necessary, as Malcolm would say. Pay attention to these videos. Pay attention to a lot of the videos we see. And this is what I'm trying to explain to brothers, survive. It don't make you no punk. Don't make you no sucker. But don't give them a fucking reason. This is all I want to say. Don't give them a fucking reason. You be the professional. Even I hate it that you might go to jail. But think about it. You might go to jail. You want to go to jail or you want to die? You want a Tyree situation? Because these motherfuckers, listen, because they're not gonna stop till they get you in them fucking handcuffs. I'm telling you, they're not gonna stop till they get you in the hand. Watch these videos, time, and study these videos, brothers, and watch what they do. They're gonna keep on, they're gonna use brute force, whatever, and they're not supposed to, but they're gonna get you in them fucking handcuffs. It could be 30 of them motherfuckers coming jumping down on you. Put your hand back, everybody giving you different command. Get down, do this here, so-and-so. You're like, you don't know what the fuck to do. And this is how I see a lot of situations get way out of hand. I was like, and people be saying, bro, just young brother, put your hand behind your back, bro. Man, I ain't did nothing. And you constantly, you tussling, trying to not give them your hand, put your hand behind your back. And it don't come out right. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all, brothers and sisters. Say yourself, I'm not taking up for them. I'm taking up for you. Please listen to what I'm saying. I'm not taking up for them. I'm taking up for you to try to help you to de-escalate a situation that they're supposed to be the professionals and they're supposed to do. But we know everybody don't do fucking right. Say yourself. So your loved one don't get a call. Like Tyree mother got a call 4 a.m. Please, that's all what your brother Ariya is trying to tell you and help you with. That's all what I'm trying to help you with. Because I know what them motherfuckers, man, I ain't gonna lie. I'm to the point. I know I don't do shit. I ain't doing nothing. But it's gotten to the point you're nervous to just see a fucking blue light shine behind you. Because you don't know what's going to happen. You scared to pull out you got an ID. You scared no motherfucker, brother, pull out your wallet. You don't know what to, you reaching for your wallet. Hey, man, look, bro, can y'all please, hey, man, I ain't lying, I've been thinking, hey, brother, I don't mean no harm. I'm not saying y'all do nothing, man. Can y'all let me get out the car before I reach around and grab my wallet, man? Pull me out the car, pat me down first, man. Then I ain't get my wallet, bro. I don't want to be reaching for shit, bro. That's what I be wanting to, I pray to God I don't have to have no interaction with them, but that's how I feel. That's how I feel. It's just how bad it's gotten. You nervous as a mother. Because I'm going to tell you, like, these young guys out here in Memphis now, they've been, before these even Tyree, man, they've been shooting at the police lately. They've been running over police and all that type of shit. Oh, it's boy, it's crazy out here. It's crazy. So when I say, when you see these type of things, the police not respecting the citizens, and then the citizens like, you know, man, fuck that, bro. I got to live, man. I'm going to, man, blah, blasting on the motherfucker. They pulled me over. Then people start shooting back at the police because they scared, like, you motherfucker probably going to kill me anyway. Start shooting at the police, and then what you going to do? The police going to go to another level because they scared. It just make, like, innocent people, bro. Man. Now, y'all know a lot of us is innocent people. We get caught up in some bullshit. We get caught up, you know, they get intensified. So it is, I'm not lying, it's scary out here, man. It is pretty scary out here. So let's do our best to survive, brothers, and make it through this. Hopefully we can get to a situation, you know, get to a point in our lives and our communities, brothers and sisters, that things will get better. We don't have to be in fear. We don't have to be in fear. You know, that's a human emotion, a human thing. Ain't nothing wrong with, you know, fearing. You know, I promise you, I've been through all kind of different training, but I do fear. I can't control. I don't know what the hell be on one of these police's mind or something, somebody else's mind, man. So, you know, I just try to do my best to not get in any situation. I make sure to try to be, my tags are straight on my car. I check and make sure all my goddamn signal lights working, brake lights working, headlights working. You know, so, and a police told me, a white police told me that years ago when I used to be driving around on suspended lights and no drive lights. He's like, hey, man, hey, if you got all your stuff working on your car, well, we don't even know. We don't know you had no license. We ain't got no reason to mess with you. So I try to make sure all my shit straight just from that, what he told me. And all praise to the Most High. Everything's been working. Go the right speed and all of that type of stuff. Let's survive, brothers and sisters. Let's make it to go see our, make it home to see our loved ones, your wife, your children, your mother, your grandmother, your granddaddy, whoever cares for you. Let's learn to how to treat one another with respect. That's it. Let's do that, please, for the community, for the betterment of our community. We don't give a, listen, people who don't like you, not going to like you anyway. Fuck it. Don't matter how you try to treat them. Is say, let's be the standard bearer, the black community, the black people, so-called in America. Let's be the standard bearer. If white folks don't like you, so fucking what? The Arabs don't like you, so fucking what? Anybody else don't, I mean, whoever else, whatever national, they don't like you, so fucking what? Let's like each other. Let's love each other. Let's be the standard bearer. We ain't got to treat each other wrong because some other outside entity and some other people don't like us. Come on, that's crazy as hell, man. We only making the things worse. Because like they be like, well, fuck it, they don't even like themselves. Look how they killing one another. So why should we try to spare their life? They call each other N words and so and so, rapping about when I see this N, I'm gonna kill him. So hell, if I run across him, why shouldn't I kill his ass? Huh? So come on. All right, sisters and brothers, let's get up out of here. I gotta get up out of here, man. I thank y'all for tuning in right here for another broadcast of Liberation Tabernacle. Culture Freedom Radio Network. Yeah, Culture Freedom Radio Network. I am your brother, Aria Israel. Yes, sir. Actually, it's Maury Aria Israel. And I thank y'all for tuning in again, my brothers and sisters. Man, when were we going? When are we going to reform the black community? We got to do it, man. We got to do it for our babies. We got to do it for our children. If we want a future for them that's going to be a peaceful future, not just a future, but they're going to be just living. But we wanted them to become, have a righteous future. Well, they don't have to have all this damn fear. They don't have to have all this nervousness and things about just going out the house. Well, they're going to be shot down by a black man or a police or white police, the Klan. We need to set this thing right. We need to, brothers and sisters. We need to. You know, like the Bible says a lot of things, the time is now at hand. The time is now at hand. It's critical. You know, the black community is on life support. We're in critical condition. We are. We're truly in critical condition. We're on life support right now. The machine is breathing for us. But let's pray for a miracle to happen. And we are going to be that miracle. And we can be that miracle if we change it and make it happen. It ain't too late. Because there have been people on life support who came up and lived. So that's the way we want to be. We want to get off just life support, and we want to get out of critical condition. We want to live, our brothers and sisters. Truly we do. And we can do it. I have faith that we can do it. We can do it. We are a, as the Torah says about the children of Israel, we are a special people. We can do it. We are beautiful people when we want to be. We are truly a beautiful people when we want to be. So let's be an example, as we always been from the beginning, an example and a light for the rest of the people, the nations. Whether they like us or not, we don't. What they say, y'all? You're going to have some haters. But we don't give a damn when we loving one another. When we loving one another, that's what's going to count. All right, y'all, I'm going to leave y'all with this one right here, man, my good sister, man. Jaguar Wright. Y'all know I'm country. I can't say some deep damn words. Jaguar Wright, y'all, talking about free. You want to be free. Peace. Brother Arya Israel. Peace for Culture Freedom Radio.
Like the Bible says, there's a time and a purpose for everything under heaven. And I think he'll say, free. You act like you want to be free. Trying not to start a knocking mind. I'll let you get away with lots. Do you love me? Do you love me back? At this point, it doesn't matter. Because I'm truly less than matter. I'm just concentrating on you. I think what you really want to do is be free. You act like you want to be free. I can go and let you be free. Do you really, really want to be free? Do you want me to make you free? Try to pull myself and be free. See, I was so free. See, I can do you when I can go away. Be free to pick me like the birds in the sky, like the breeze in the trees, like the water of a duck's back. No, baby, I'm not looking back, no. The future just before me. The past left the dawn. See the lightning brought a new sound. And do you know what it's called? It's free.
Guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.